We buy all of our diamonds individually. If we don't love it, we don't buy.
I think that's normally how we do it.
Are you diamonds in New York? This Scott can help you.
Hi, Scott. I am returning a phone call from Tom.
Sure. What's your first name?
My name is Dana from Michael Gallagher Jewelers.
You got it. You're in Bear, right?
Yes, I am.
Hold on, Miss Dana.
RDI's diverse selection makes it easy to show choices that will fit your customers' needs in just one time-saving call.
RDI Diamond sales professionals are eager to help you in...
Hi, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, Dana? How are you?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I wanted
Long
to,
time no talk.
I know. I wanted to just give you a call. I called yesterday to see what was happening, and Tiffany had mentioned that you may be on the hunt for a blue diamond.
I am. I have some very specific color for it, though.
Okay.
So we are looking for, let me grab their envelope here. So currently they have a Swiss blue topaz. So like that bright ocean, like Tiffany blue almost. We are looking for an 8x8 millimeter cushion. Blue diamond, but we're looking for it, I guess, to be that color treated so that it's that bright, bright blue. They don't want it to look like a normal blue diamond where they start to look all like kind of grayish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I can definitely see what I have. So, and it's a square cushion is what they're after? So 8 millimeter,
yeah,
could probably be at least
cushion.
At least 2.5 carats, if not larger, on something like that. Okay. Yeah, let me see what I might be able to have available for you. Is there like a budget range you're trying to be for the diamond, Dana?
Not that I'm aware of. They haven't mentioned any budget.
Okay. I know these can be pretty expensive. You know, obviously dealing
or
with
even if you have something in a lab, that would be okay too. They, yeah,
they're all right with a lab grown.
I believe so. As long as it has that bright blue color, then I think it would be good.
Okay. All right. Let me check and see what I have available. When do you need it for?
As soon as possible.
Okay. All right, perfect. Yeah, let me go to work on this and see what I can find, and I will get right back to you.
Sounds good. Didn't you have a baby last time I talked to you? Your second?
No, well, I had my second, yeah, a couple of years ago. You just had yours earlier this year, no?
I did. That's why I've been out.
Yeah, how's everything going?
Everything's going pretty good. She's 10 months old now, and right on track with all of her milestones. And she started talking at 6 months. So.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so she's got mama, dada, and she likes to yell at the dog. So the dog's name is Bella, and she goes, Ella, Ella. So.
Oh, how cute. What's your daughter's name?
Janine?
Nice.
Janine, yep. It's a family name. But
okay.
Yeah.
How do you
yeah,
spell it?
She, J-E-A-N-N-I-N-E.
Okay.
So we call her J-9 as a nickname because that's kind of how her name is spelled.
J-9, gotcha.
J-9. But, aww. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's got a mouth full of teeth. At 6 months old, she had over 10 teeth.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, Dana. Yeah, I don't remember either
yeah.
of my girls having, like, I want to say their first tooth popped in around, like, 8 to 10 months.
Yeah, no. Her first tooth popped at, I want to say, 3 months.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And she never just got one tooth. Like, every single time she's had, they come in, like, two or three at
coming
a time.
Coming in pairs? Oh, my gosh.
So,
she's,
like,
she's been gnawing on steaks since 4 months old.
Yeah, we didn't even really do purees. I think we did purees for, like, a month, maybe two. And then she eats what we eat. Like, if we're having chicken cordon bleu for dinner, she's having chicken cordon bleu. Like, girl, she loves brie cheese, like, fancy charcuterie boards. That's her jam. Like, a blueberry goat cheese, she loves that.
Oh,
like,
man,
she's
my type of girl.
There's nothing we have found that she will not eat.
That's
like,
funny.
You put a plate of fruit and vegetables in front of her, and she will tear it up. Like, you put anything in front of her, and she will devour it. So,
well, that's
yeah,
good. Hey, if she's eating her vegetables this young, that's always a good sign.
Yes, yes. The doctors have already mentioned something about her being, because they were like, she's very, very smart. So they've already mentioned the words gifted. So I think we may have, like, a little baby genius on our hands over
I
here.
I love it. I love it. So she clearly takes after her mother, right?
Maybe. Who knows? Everyone's like, you must read to her a lot. And I'm like, yeah. No, I don't read to this child at all. This child is raised by Bluey. We are a Bluey household.
Oh, gosh, man. My household seems to be everything is Paw Patrol. That's what my girls have liked. And now my youngest daughter, she's loving 101 Dalmatians. So I swear that movie is on repeat all the time.
See, we let her watch things that, like, people are like, I can't believe you let your kid watch that. Like, she's watched, like, Righteous Gemstones.
What's that?
I don't
that?
Know if
I
you've ever
know.
Seen that show.
No,
it's,
what is it?
Oh, gosh, what's his name? Danny McBride, I want to say. He was, he's, like, super, super crude, like, sense of humor.
Okay.
I can't think of anything that he's been in right now. And also has the dad from Roseanne. I can't think of his name either.
Oh, yeah, Goodman? John Goodman?
Yes, John Goodman. It has him in it and some other guy.
Is it like a kid's movie or what is it?
No.
Oh, okay, just like a regular movie. Oh, okay.
It's a TV show. It is, it's like rated like R. Like, it is not at all for children.
Yeah, whatever.
But she loved it. Yeah, she's watched, you know, the first two seasons of The Sopranos. You know, she's...
I'm not one to judge whatever you put on TV, whatever.
Yeah, I was like, at this age, she's not going to, like, you know, she's fine. She's not going to remember any of it.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
She's watching all the Michael Myers movies.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
yeah, so people are like, I can't believe you let your kid watch that. And I'm like, yeah, she likes it. It is what it is. She doesn't cry when
it
we put
her,
it on.
Right,
so.
It keeps her entertained. That's all that matters.
Yeah. She's watching 8 Crazy Nights right now, Adam Sandler's.
Yeah,
she
that's
loves
a good
it.
One. Absolutely, that's great. Well, I'm glad she's doing
she's
well.
Riot.
Has she given you some sleep? Has she been a good sleeper?
So she was a really good sleeper, and then we hit a little hiccup. I want to say at like 6 months, something like that. Where she would be up screaming from 11 p.m. till about 5:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it was pretty rough. And then we started sleep training. So we started doing the cry it out method because it was the only thing that worked.
Mm-hmm.
And within 24 hours, she got the hang of it. The first night, I think she cried for like 20 minutes and then put herself to sleep all night, and she sleeps through the night now. Right now she's waking up around 3 o'clock in the morning for a bottle because she's going through a growth spurt, but then she goes right back to sleep. So can't complain. She'll sleep from 8 p.m. till 3 a.m. or 8 p.m. to 6:30 in the morning. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
it definitely could be worse.
Yeah, my youngest daughter, she was definitely a crier, and we were under the belief of just let her cry it out and she'll get over it, and that's more or less what happened. And it worked.
Oh yeah, and whenever you say that to people and you're like, oh, we did the cry it out,
yeah,
method,
people think it's
look
mean,
at you
right?
Like you're a monster. They're like, well, your kid's going to learn that when they cry out for you that you won't come and get them. I'm like, listen, if that's the only thing my kid has to complain about when they're in therapy in the next 20 years about me, then I think I'm doing a great job, okay?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, I'm like, it is what it is. She's got to sleep, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yeah, you can't be in there every 5 minutes.
Yeah. And she was just, I mean, it was becoming bad. It was just a game to her.
Mm-hmm.
If we would go in there and try to comfort her, it just became a game.
Right. She calms down, and then you walk out, and then it starts over again.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, very
but
good.
I have to go and help the ladies
find
a repair
I'll give you a call back in a bit, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dana. Yep, bye.
All right. Bye.